Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did a hadith that during one of the journeys of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was an Ansari woman riding on her camel. She became agitated with it and cursed it. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this and said, unload the goods from it and set it free because it is cursed. This camel now is cursed. We explained that when something is cursed, then it is actually far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, set it free because now it is cursed. The narrator of the hadith, Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, says, it is as if I can still see this animal now walking amongst the people, no one even turning to it, no one is giving any attention to this animal. So understanding this hadith, then today's hadith got a little bit more details as far as this incident is concerned. It's from a different narrator. عن أبي برزة نضلة بن عبيد الأسلمي رضي الله عنه قال بينما جارية على ناقة عليها بعض متاع القوم إذ بصرت بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وتضايق بهم الجبل فقالت حل اللهم لعنها فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تصاحبنا ناقة عليها لعنة رواه مسلم. Hazrat Abu Barza Nadla ibn Ubaid al-Aslami radiallahu anhu narrates that a young girl was once riding on a camel with some goods of people, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into her sight. So there was a girl that was riding on a camel, the goods were there also on the camel, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam came into her sight. The mountains restricted them, so she said to the camel, move faster. She said to the camel, move faster. Ulama explained that what would happen in open area, then it was very easy to move with the camels. You can move swiftly. But sometimes en route you'll get either a narrowing of the path, so you can only get one animal or just a few animals that are going through the narrow path. Or sometimes it happens that it's a mountainous path, so now you have to actually climb up. It is narrow. It is very, very restricted because of the mountain or because of the path closing up. So this is probably what happened, is the path closed up because of a mountain. Mountain had come in, so the path closed up. Now what would happen is when the path would close up, whoever is going, they would like to go across quickly. They wouldn't like to be restricted, narrowed down, so that they could continue with the journey. So whoever is there would like to quickly go across so that they are not restricted, nor can they hold up anybody behind them, so they move across quickly. So this is what this girl was trying to do, was trying to get this camel to move. So she's now trying to get this camel to move. So she's saying, hal, hal. This word hal is like how you get certain sounds to make animals move. Sometimes when person is talking to the dog, he'll say, shah, or he'll make some noise. Sometimes talking to animal, talking to horse, you make certain type of noises. Sometimes people make noises with the tongue. Sometimes they say words. So this is one type of word that would be used to try to get that camel to move faster. Hal, hal. So this was the words she was trying to say to get, but this camel was not listening. This camel didn't want to go fast, didn't want to go through that path. So what did this girl do? She made this dua, Allahumma al-anha. Oh Allah, may your curse be on this camel. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that la tusahibna naqatun alayha la'natun, that a camel that has been cursed may no longer travel with us. This camel that has been cursed may no longer travel with us. Now why did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say this? Is because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not want any object that was distant from the mercy of Allah ta'ala to accompany him. Something that is far away from the mercy of Allah ta'ala, this mustn't accompany us. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this animal should be far away from us. They should not accompany us. Ulama take out one point from this, they extract one point from this, is that if something that is distant from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala shouldn't be with us, then should we keep the company of those innovators, keep the company of sinners, keep the company of people or places where sin is taking place, guna is taking place, should we frequent that company when we shouldn't even keep an animal that is far away from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala? Should we be going to those places? Ask ourselves, especially December time, December period, people are going through all sorts of resorts all over the world where the height of fitna is taking place. Should we be going there? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so careful, even an animal that had been cursed shouldn't be traveling with me. So this is some point that we should think about. Or we ourselves shouldn't be going to a place where there is guna. And how many times people keep their phones with them all the time, and if they got that habit of being addicted to watching all sorts of things on this phone, videos and pictures, and sometimes haram is taking place, they're watching it all the time, they're addicted, but what they do, keep it with them. Now that curse is moving with them all the time. If a person is addicted like this, he should keep it far away from him. Don't even keep that phone near him. This phone should be something that is kept very, very far. Why is there something that is bringing the curse of Allah Ta'ala, the la'nat, the anger of Allah Ta'ala, why should I be carrying it with me and going everywhere? Person should be aware of this. Anyway, thereafter this two ahadith, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought one clarification. He brought one clarification, and he says that objections are sometimes raised against the meaning of this hadith, but there is no real cause for objection. The prohibition was for that particular camel to accompany them. Why this ishkal or this objection may arise, this person may think, now these animals that have been cursed, the person that cursed it has lost possession of it. It has come out of his ownership. Now this person, he cannot do anything. He cannot slaughter it. This person, as far as the animal is concerned, he can't gift it to somebody else. There is nothing that he can do with this camel. So here Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi clarifies. He says there is no real cause for any type of objection. The prohibition was for that particular camel to accompany them. It was not prohibited to sell it. In other words, the owner now is still in his possession. If he wanted to sell it, he can sell it. If he wanted to slaughter it, he can slaughter it. If he wanted to ride it when not in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the owner could still have done this. But Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he doesn't want that camel to be in his company. So this is what Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is saying. It doesn't mean that person has lost ownership because of cursing the camel. All these and other uses except that of accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not permitted. So all other uses that one would do or would have for a camel, that uses will still remain. But being in the sohbat, the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was not permitted. That was prohibited. The reason is that for all these uses remain lawful, and the only one was prohibited. Only one use was prohibited. Hence these uses will remain lawful. Allah Ta'ala know best. This was the beauty of the muhaddithin, is if they bring a hadith and sometimes they can understand that there is some objection that may come, and they have the ability to clarify, they will clarify it immediately. So it remains clear in the person's head, it's clear in the person that is reading it. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi so nicely explained it. Otherwise what we would think, that if a person curses his animal, there is no longer any use he can have for it. There is still uses for it, but that use of accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how pure Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, that he didn't want the company of anything that was far away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also during the days of jahiliyat, during the days of ignorance, people would set aside certain animals in the name of the idols, and they would refer to them as sa'iba. These animals were known as sa'iba. They were just freely grazed. They were set aside. Why these are set aside in the name of the animal, in the name of the idol, that this now is given in favor of this idol and in favor of that idol, and they would freely roam and graze around. In India you still get this. The Hindus do that. They freed certain animals or certain cows, they leave it in the name of the idols. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi is clarifying to say that these animals are not like those animals that are just set free. Nobody can touch them, nobody can do anything with them. All the other uses are still there. All the other uses of this animal are still there. So a person can still continue with these uses. It shouldn't be confused that as the time of Jahiliyat, that people could not sell those animals that they had freed in the name of the idols. They could not ride them. They could not do anything with them. Yeah, you can still do all these things. Just to clarify the difference between the time of Jahiliyat and what was meant in this hadith. There is no connection between Jahiliyat at all and what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. It brings the end to this chapter on the prohibition of cursing somebody or some animal. Specifically, a person should not do this. He should refrain from doing it. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.